Well, yeah, I graduated in 2001. So.
Do you mind telling our listeners what your maiden name is?
Variano.
Variano. So Italian.
Yes, very.
Well, and we've become Facebook friends. Anyway, let's get to the storm. How much snow did you get where you live?
Well, we stopped counting in inches, and last I checked, it was 6 feet.
Oh, my.
6 feet of snow.
Yes.
So have you been digging out ever since?
Absolutely. The nightmare is almost over. If anyone's familiar with Deadwood, it's a really cute little village, kind of like a little snow globe village. But right now we have buildings that have collapsed. We have broken trees everywhere because we don't get as cold as Fargo. This snow was so wet and heavy, it has destroyed everything. And it's been a nightmare since Thursday. There's still people without power. It's a mess.
So when you say it's destroyed everything, tell us more.
Well, like I said, there are broken buildings and trees. There are cars that are still buried. And it was followed by a 65-degree day. So now we're combating water and possible flooding. And it's just... I can't even really put it into words. My family was lucky enough to stay up here at the lodge. There's been fires. The lodge actually had a fire, so we've had we're a convention center, so we've had conventions postponing, and it's been just kind of it's been tricky on the work front too. Not just dealing with the lack of power at home, but it's just completely messing everything up.
So, have you been back home yet?
I have. We finally got back into our home on Sunday night, and we've been kind of doing cleanup ever since. But even though we were staying here at the lodge, my husband had to go back every 4 hours to plow just to keep up with it. I'm telling people it looks like a cartoon. I've never seen this much snow in my entire life. Nobody has here.
And you've lived through some storms living in North Dakota growing up
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So, and you have two small children, so it must have been very nice for you to be able to stay at the lodge there at Deadwood.
It was very nice. We kind of went stir crazy. And like I said, on Sunday morning at 3 a.m., we had a fire due to the snow, something with the generators on the roof of the convention center. So at 3 in the morning, we're having to evacuate with, small children and standing outside waiting for everything to calm down. And I thought to myself, when is this going to end? What's next? Locusts? It's just been,
wow.
It's been crazy.
So tell us about the concern for flooding now that it's melting.
It's pretty bad. My basement has water in it already. Like I said, it's warm here, so that snow really accumulates. It's really heavy, and now it's melting so rapidly. Although the blizzard's over, all the schools are closed. I know Sturgis, their high school, the roof caved in. There's a big business in Spearfish, the roof caved in. Walmart is closed, which is a huge deal around here. That's
so
like the only place we can go shopping. So
where are people staying?
Hotels, their Deadwood hotels have been wonderful. We've comped a lot of rooms here in Deadwood.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are staying in the dorms at Black Hills State University. Some people I know are in Deadwood here still without power and still in their homes. So,
we've been hearing a lot of terrible stories, too, about livestock and farmers and issues with that. Do you know anything about that, Carmela?
I don't know details about that. I know it's an issue. Rapid City is actually worse off than we are right now. They're still advising no travel.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it's a nightmare.
Does it, how much snow, do you know how much snow Deadwood might get in an average year?
I don't know the average. I know that the worst storm that we've had since I've been here, we got 3.5 feet back in 08,
mm-hmm.
and that was record-breaking. So
mm-hmm.
that's just to show the magnitude of this particular storm. They haven't seen anything like this in 30 years, and that was just because of all the power outages from
mm-hmm.
Belfouche to Rapid City. Not saying that 30 years ago they had this much snow, but they did have similar problems due to snow.
I love one of your posts. 5 feet of snow followed by 70 degrees today. Time to build an ark.
Yes.
Well,
I'm lucky. I live on a hill, but there's some of those valleys, like in the canyon, like Sturgis and things like that, they're going to have some major issues. I know they're wondering where they're going to put all of the high school students now. I don't know if they're going to bus them to Lee Deadwood or what they're going to do, but it's a problem.
Thank you for joining us, Carmela. Can we stay in touch with you?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for all that valuable information about how you're digging out in western South Dakota. She's the director of sales at the Lodge at Deadwood, Carmela Bijou. Thank you, Carmela. Good luck out there, and good luck
Thank
to everybody
so
who
much.
Lives out there, too.
Thank you. Take care.